Broadcasting live from the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta, Georgia, the Training 2015 Conference and Expo.
Welcome to another exciting and informative edition of Learning Insight. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here, producing from the floor of the Training 2015 Training Conference and Expo on behalf of Training Pros. And this segment, we're going to have a crowd. We have with us Training Manager Mark Westra, Training Manager Tom Kulis, and we also have Ann Kay. Ann, how do you say your last name?
Cal Colvin.
Who's also a manager.
Well, welcome to you all. Mark, don't let that mic intimidate you. Lean right in there and get after it when you need to.
Yeah, just like you were doing karaoke last night.
Right.
That close.
All right, we're going to start off with you, Tom. Tell us a little bit about what you guys have been trying to accomplish here at the conference.
Well, it's been it's a kind of a fun event for us to come out and actually spend some time on developing our own skills and getting exposed to some of the stuff that's going on out there. It's real easy for us to get buried in the day-to-day and to kind of neglect ourselves. So it's kind of a good chance for us to get and spend some time on ourselves.
Well, that's the politically correct answer, but the real answer is you're part of the Training 125.
Absolutely.
And this year...
They're part of the Training 6, not the Training 125.
Well, this is the fourth year that they've made it to the list, but number 6, is that the highest you've ever achieved?
That's the best so far.
I got a crowd cheering for you. Congratulations.
That's impressive. So, Ann, what is it that you personally did to get to number 6?
Well, I contributed to the whole training department. I joined them in May, but I was a quick study and
they weren't number 6 before you got here. I'll tell you that.
What were they last year?
It was all Ann.
Last year was 11.
See, there's 11 spots, Ann.
Five spots. You notice we brought her on right before the application process.
Yeah, I hope that was due to me, but I think it was due to our whole team and our team's effort.
So now part of what Training Magazine's looking for is how your training programs are aligned with the corporate strategic goals. How do you guys pull that off?
Well, you know, and we've actually been spending a little bit of effort on that intentionally over the last year or two specifically. We have been trying to work backwards, take our goals, and figure out how training can work to help us achieve those goals.
Oh, that's a good plan there. I like that. Work backwards. Write that down, Stone.
I got it.
So now you obviously must be getting pretty good at it. You're number 6 now. Something must have clicked.
Yeah, and a big part of it is having our executive team that really kind of buys in and supports us. Without the folks up on the top floors helping us out, we're not able to get it done down on the bottom.
Okay, so I do want to dive into that a little bit because let's just be candid. A lot of training folks do not enjoy that kind of relationship, that kind of credibility. To have that type of conversation with executive folks, what's the secret sauce? How are you able to have those conversations? Are you doing a better job of measuring? Are you just like better at staring them in the eye and saying, we got to get this done? Or is it, you know, Ann said so, or how do you do it?
I think it is our upper executives. They do see the results of it, and they know that it's important. So they get involved themselves, come down, and they welcome the classes into town and take part in the training also.
Well, see, now that's key. To have them actually participate in the training, because now they're expressing, modeling, and rewarding the behaviors that they want to see out of these folks. Now let's talk about the training itself. Is it largely sales training? Is it leadership training, or lots of different domains?
Go ahead, Ann.
Yeah, there are a lot of different domains. So basically, our company believes in bringing everybody to the corporate headquarters and training them. So from our customer service representatives to our sales team to our upper management and our supervisors, everybody in between, they feel that there is value in training them and helping them do their job better.
Where is corporate headquarters?
Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Okay, so that's not exactly, let's be honest, that's not the draw. It's the training. It's the fact that you guys are, or nope. I don't know, maybe, there's probably a good steakhouse or something.
The sprawling metropolis of Fort Smith, we call it. Yeah.
Still searching for that good steakhouse.
But no, they invest the money. They invest the time and energy to bring people there to headquarters you see the execs. You see the execs participating. They welcome them into the fold. And so tell us more about the training.
Well, we have classes for our salespeople, both old and new. We don't just do the new folks. We want to make sure everybody's on the same page. So we bring.
We don't call them old. We call them seasoned.
The seasoned,
mature.
Seasoned and senior account managers. We call them. I can resemble those. We also bring in our area supervisors. The regional vice presidents actually take part in these also, and they all come in and help with the class. We have our supervisors that come in. Once again, most of those are new supervisors. We want to make sure that their training starts off right in the beginning, right where we want them to be, and what the corporate goals are. And so we let them know that right in the beginning. It's a great training program. That's why I just jumped in October. I can see that.
All right. So is the instructor-led training balanced with some e-learning? Is it more e-learning nowadays than instructor-led? Because you get this kind of this nice big pop early on. Now I got to go back and do my job, right? So talk to me about 6 months out, a year out, that kind of thing.
Well, we've got a variety of different training options. Some of them, as Mark was mentioning, are the instructor-led version at the corporate office. And we bring just about everybody through for a class or two in there. The operations folks get a couple of classes. The sales folks get a couple of classes and some specialized ones as well. But more and more, we are able to deploy some training out via the web in our intranet to the folks that need
specific training. So I can't get to it. I got to be ABF. But
absolutely.
If I'm ABF... then I can get behind the wall.
Yeah, it's the magic wand.
Yes, we have several tools that are online, and part of our training is a process. So they start with some online training to get our services, our product information. Then we bring them in for instructor-led, and we continuously inform them of new training that's available.
It's the Ann sandwich. You get the stuff up front. You'd put this together, didn't you? We know what's happening here. So no, before I ever, I know that I'm going to Fort Smith. I get the stuff up front. Mm-hmm. I look through it. Then I go to Mecca, right? I get ordained. I get the lapel pin. I eat the steak. I see that the execs are fired up. You send me off on my way, but then you don't just let me on my own. Now you're going to support me.
Yes.
Okay. Very cool. No wonder you guys are winning so much.
Well, we feel like the strategy is working for our company, and we always feel like there's room for improvement, so we're always looking to improve.
So now, is there anything that's occurred this past year that you're especially proud of? Tom, it's up to you. It's on you now.
You know, we were thinking about this a little bit earlier, and because we thought this might come up.
And we decided to say yes.
I didn't know. Just
all three say yes.
Yes.
Right. And actually, one of the things we're probably proudest of is the way our team is really coming together over the last year or two. We've always been able to attract really skilled people, but to have a team that really works well together is a special thing. And I feel like we're really kind of coming into our own right now. We're clicking on all cylinders and able to really work well together. And right now that's really paying off for us.
Well, so how do you onboard someone who's coming into the fold of the training department? Because you guys have... You've probably become a very tight-knit group who have a great deal of professional respect for each other. That's got to be... I would think that if I were hired to come in, it'd be a little tough to earn my way in.
Well, right? Absolutely. There's a
there's
process
hazing.
To it.
See it in their faces. There's hazing.
We don't call it hazing. We call it collaboration.
But let me state a point real quick here. I mean... As far as my perspective went, I interviewed for the job. I had to do a presentation in front of the whole team, which was kind of a humbling experience because, let's face it, the group had been already in the top 125 three times. And so you're coming in and you're joining a very good group of people who are very knowledgeable about this training process. So it's like I say, it was a little humbling.
And what Mark's getting at, I think, too, is that really, it's not one person sitting on high that's making this decision. It really is kind of a lot of team input that goes into it. So we're going to start, you know, we're going to weed out the ones that we don't think are going to really fit from a skills standpoint, but also from a just kind of a culture standpoint. If it's not somebody who's going to fit in and be able to thrive in our environment, then we don't want them in to begin with and set some false expectations.
And so I suspect it's like pretty much any other winning team. You have a go-to person for certain aspects of what it takes to put together the curriculum and deliver the curriculum. All right, I want to switch gears on you a little bit. You guys were featured, Training Magazine. Did you participate in an interview? Did they come out to Fort Smith? What was that process like? They get on the phone with you and ask questions or what?
More or less, yeah. I mean, it's a lot of an interview process, sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, what was that like? Was that new and different?
It's an experience, and I think we got to leave it at that.
So was there a photo shoot involved? Or
no, we haven't had a photo shoot.
Top six and there's no photo shoot?
No.
You gotta be kidding me.
We're going to take a picture of you, and you're on the radio.
We got our picture taken last night.
Well, that's true.
True, we did.
All right, so what's next for you guys? How is the department innovating and evolving for the future?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with what we're learning here at this training conference.
From Lee? Oh, from the conference.
Yes.
Yes, directly
from
you.
Conference. And all the different courses that we've taken and the sessions we've sat in, we're going to take this information back and, you know, start implementing certain things that will help make our instructor-led training better and make our online training modules better.
And that's not to say that it's not good already. Obviously, it is.
Yeah.
But it's number
right.
six.
But you're
let's
always
not let that get
it's
lost.
Not number five or four.
Right.
Yeah.
It's but you know we'll take it and add it as we see fit.
Well, no, I mean that really does speak to your culture. It speaks to the three of you. You guys are life learners. You want to consistently improve, and it sounds like you're getting a lot of value out of the conference. You've walked around, I guess, and probably talked to a lot of folks and seen what they've been up to, probably seen some new technologies, methodologies, ideas that maybe you're going to take back, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. And it's the networking aspect, getting in to be able to spend some time with some other professionals doing similar things to what we're doing and take away some best practices. It's invaluable.
Well, and what's nice about traveling with a few more people instead of going by yourself is you get your story straight on the plane back. And they don't look at you like you just, you know, grew, you know, feathers out of your ear or something when you have this new idea. And you can decide, we're all three, arm in arm, we're going to go back and we're going to say, we want to do this, this, and this, right?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an easier sell process when we get back.
Right.
Yep.
Well, congratulations to all three of you. Keep up the good work. And thanks for making time to hang out with us for a little bit.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We will be back in a few from the show floor of Training 2015 Conference and Expo.
This has been a Special Business Radio X production brought to you by Training Pros, your source for local learning and development experts. Learn more at training-pros.com.